In a nutshell, the tonnage clause of the U.S. Constitution gives the shipping industry some special protections against state and local taxation. The clause was added to the Constitution in 1787. It prohibits a municipality from levying a general tax for the privilege of entering a port, but does allow the imposition of fees for services and facilities. With this in mind, the city administration crafted an ordinance outlining, in general, the kinds of services and facilities which would benefit from the funding. Capital improvements, safety projects and programs, and the acquisition and improvement of land top the list. Under public testimony, resident Jerry Dugan argued that something was missing. He said the ordinance should mention Sitka's culture and history so that organizations like the local historical society could see a revenue stream without having to make an annual appeal.
I think that is an important draw for Sitka. It's one of the things that definitely makes us unique on the tourist trap line in Alaska, and it would be a way to enhance and capitalize that.
No one on the assembly disputed that culture was not an important resource and attraction in Sitka, but there was concern over including specific language about it in the ordinance. Mayor Dapcevich said he'd rather have an individual project challenged in court rather than the ordinance itself. But Reber Stein argued that history and culture provided the substance to justify improvements to infrastructure.
As I read through here, I think we could be surrounded by a ghetto of capital projects and not have museums, not have parks, not have interpretive centers, not have the kind of things that capitalize and consolidate the values, the history of the community.
Stein proposed an amendment that called for the design, construction, operation, and maintenance of facilities that respond to a demand for cultural, historical, or ecological interpretation. Stein won the support of Jack Osmond and Heidi Raffelli on the amendment, but no more. It was defeated 3-4. Cheryl Westover was worried about handicapping an ordinance that was already in tricky legal territory.
I want this as general as possible. Down the road, if we see things can be changed, then we can make amendments to this.
The main motion subsequently passed 6-1, with only Jack Osmond opposed. The ordinance creates a special revenue fund for the marine passenger fees. It requires the municipal administrator to solicit requests for projects annually on the city website by January 1st. He'll subsequently prepare a list of qualified projects and forward the list for review to the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tourism Committee, the Port and Harbors Committee, and the cruise industry. The comment period will close February 15th. The Sitka Assembly would then approve recommendations for projects during its annual budget deliberations in the spring. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.